Sagt der Mishnah weiter, was sagt das Kelim Perichov Beis, Mishnah Zayin, Kisei Schnitlu Schneiem Mechifuyav. This chair, again, we're still talking about this chair that has a sideboard on both sides and a backboard. On top of that, there's a frame, and on top of that, the slats. Now, Kisei Schnitlu Schneiem Mechifuyav, you lost two out of the three slats of it you're supposed to sit on. And there's Zeh Bitzad Zeh. Let's say the one in the front and the one behind it. There's one slot toward the back. Rabbi Akiva Metame. This frame, okay, we never really explained it. But if you look at this chair, the three slats, if you were to remove them, you would see like a frame. And the frame looks like a small tray. There's like a little wall on four sides and a flat piece of wood on bottom. And the slats of wood on top that you actually sit on are connected to this little wall on the frame. So Zakhtar Bekiva, look, let's say you lost the first two slats. You can still put things into this tray that's on the sideboards and the backboard. So Mamela should still be Mekabel Tuma. Now, wait a second. It won't be Mekabel Tumas Midras. Because you can't sit on it. But it would be Mekabel regular Tumah. They say, look, this wasn't made like to put pomegranates in here. It was made as a frame for a chair. I'm supposed to have a chair here, not a pomegranate holder. And once the main purpose of what this was made for becomes bottle, it's not Mekabel Tumah at all. As they help the Chachamim. Amar Rabbi Yehuda, Av Kisei Shel Kala Shnitlu Chifuyav. Rabbi Yehuda says, I definitely would agree with the Chachamim that if you can't sit on the chair, it's not going to be Tamei because you can put pomegranates in it. But I'll tell you in a greater Chiddush. Av Kisei Shel Kala Shnitlu Chifuyav. Let's say, let's go back to that Kala seat. It lost its armrest. It's no longer good for a Kala seat. But when Shtayim Boi Beis Kabbalah, you can still put somehow pomegranates into it. Even in this case, without the armrests, I'm going to say Torah is not Mekabel Tumah. Why? Ishabatal Iker Batla Tvela. This was made to sit on, not to put things inside. Now, what's Rabbi Yehuda adding to the words of the Chachamim? The Chachamim say, look, if the two slats of wood in front fell off, you can't sit on this at all. It was made for a chair and you can't sit on it. So the Chachamim say, don't tell me it's Tumah because you can put Ramayim inside. It wasn't made for that. And Batal Iker Batla Tvela. Dr. Yehuda, I'll tell you a greater chiddush. If you have the kisei of the kala, with the armrests are off, and you can't use it for a kala's chair anymore, even though you could sit on it, and you could put ramayim inside, I still say it was made for a kala's chair, and if you can't use it for that, it's no longer Mekabel Tumah. I'll tell you an interesting thing, although it's not mamish, the same as the Mishnah, but there's a Sefer HaKuzri. The Sefer HaKuzri explains that you have, let's say, a squirrel, if he uses mamish that mashal, and you have a bird. If you take the wings off a bird, if a bird loses its wings, it doesn't become a squirrel. It's nothing. It can't survive. A yid is here to learn Torah. It's here to live a life of Torah, to try to be the best person that he is. If you don't think that way, it's not pshat. Okay, so I don't learn. I don't daven. I don't try to be a mensch. No. You see what our Mishnah says. If it's made to be a kisei shel kala, and it loses its wings, it loses its armrests, napshat, okay, it's a regular chair. At least according to some shitas, it's not a chair at all.